Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, Mary and Our Weeping World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. The appropriateness of this memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows at this moment in our history is so obvious we hardly need words to express it. Let me start with a short verse from a short poem by Jan Richardson. The poem is called, "Blessed Are You Who Bear the Light." Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief. As Mary stood at the foot of the cross that bore her beloved son in his dying hours, she surely felt it was unbearable, unendurable. She stood in shadow and grief. I think the one word I have heard most often these past 6 months or so from people who are asked, "How are you doing?" or "How are you feeling?" the word I hear most is overwhelmed. I'm feeling absolutely overwhelmed. In other words, the times feel unbearable, unendurable. We all stand in shadow and grief. Mary stands with us. She stands with us at the foot of our current national, international, and personal crosses. The coronavirus pandemic and all the sorrow that has come with it, isolation from loved ones, excruciatingly painful, lonely hospitalizations and deaths, job losses, evictions, confusion around school reopenings, and a general atmosphere of anxiety, fear, and loss of control. Just as we begin to think we cannot absorb one more drop of sadness in our sadness-saturated hearts, those hearts are pierced by images of modern Mater Dolorosas, standing before TV cameras, quietly weeping over sons lost or severely injured, asking the public to look into our hearts, where we all find some degree of the racism at the root of rampant violence. Mary stands with us before these ongoing crucifixions, and her heart, too, is pierced once more. We all know, we all have long lists beyond the two pandemics I mentioned, the one of the coronavirus and racism, all of the too many ways in which particularly people on the margins and our common home, Earth herself, are crucified every day by injustices and heedlessness. As Dominicans, every day we close our night prayer Compline, with a cry to Mary, in which we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this veil of tears. And we trust that she hears those sighs now as always. Throughout her life, because of the blessed fruit of her womb, Jesus, she insists on hope. Let me conclude with the second short verse from the poem with which I started, as in hope we look to Mary today. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds.